Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, got the kind of love making me say, yeah, baby, oh, baby.
Short of mine.
Fuck the hotel room, cause it's about to go down. Your night, my mic. I'm about to put on a show now. We ain't gotta go far in the back of my car, missing your town. I'ma cut some places that you thought were lost. Baby girl, have now been found. I'ma hit the spot, that'll make your ass come on top. I'ma speak the words, get you wet before them panties drop. But you're yelling out to me, your dick is so amazing. It's the kind of dick right here that'll keep your ass from aging. Baby girl, I'm a soldier. In your life, girl, I've been stationed. You looking for a real man, then no longer waiting, girl. I said, some of these clowns, they say they won. They put it down, put it down, put it down, put it down. But see, I'm that type of real man. Tell me your life, and girl, I'll shut it down. Oh, because it came.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to another edition of Sin City Radio. This is your boy, Cass. Inconspicuous by his absence is my man, Father Time. But I guess he'd be on here, hopefully, if he can. If not, then y'all know how we do it. We still going to kick it, network, politics, have fun like we always do. Look at stuff. What's happening?
Hey, what it is?
Shit. Just sitting back, chilling, relaxing on a beautiful night. Okay. I got to ask. Did you see Straight Outta Compton?
I did not.
What? You have been on my fucking mind. I ain't saying it.
Okay.
Really?
I can live with that. Mm-hmm. No, huh? I didn't see it. What's your take?
Really just cute. Oh, I loved it.
It was good.
Oh, it was fantastic. I felt like it was one of the best movies I've seen in years.
Sweet, okay. Yeah, but I can't have no discussion on it.
Right, so it's just like you just really just killed the whole show, but okay, never mind. We ain't gonna talk.
Sorry.
Whatever.
Damn.
Janine, what's happening?
Hey, how y'all doing?
Man, I tried to get a discussion going, but some motherfucker just gonna wait till the bootleg come out before they go even see it.
Nope, I don't do bootlegs. I hate bootleg movies. I'm gonna wait till the shit. It's Netflix. That's even longer.
I fucked up.
Janine, did you
all
see
right,
it?
So
all right, here, you say it again.
Did you see Straight Outta Compton?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I seen it.
Did you like it?
Oh, yeah. I loved it.
Okay. That's two thumbs up.
No, seriously. Yeah, before we even go any farther, because they get accolades to all these different movies, like, not to say nothing's wrong with Fast and Furious or nothing like that, but this was a real... This is a movie about a group who, you know what I'm saying, revolutionized the rap industry. You know what I'm saying?
What I'm saying, they changed the
man, changed the whole landscape of music as we know it, at least for my genre anyway. And for them to put this movie together, man, and it was just like, it was so, it was a heartfelt movie. I took my kids, you know, and my daughter, she actually broke down crying.
Aww.
You know.
Who played Evie?
You know what? Now, all of them were new actors.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they were. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I don't know. I had never seen him before, but he looked just like him. They got somebody who looked just like him, too. Mm-hmm. Kyle?
Mm-hmm. I said they got a ringer.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It was really good. You know what I think that group did? Is what they did was they put our way of living out there in people's faces. You know, before, people knew what was going on, but they didn't see it in their neighborhoods. You see what I'm saying? It's like they kind of heard about it. They kind of heard about it. But with them, it was like they threw it in their face. Now, you know, either you deal with it or you know what I'm saying? I don't know. They made people more aware of what was really going on in the hood. You know what I'm saying?
Was it a cute vision movie?
Was it a
No, it wasn't a cute vision. And Dre, you know, they actually. Yeah.
I'm going to check it out. I just didn't go. I mean, I don't know. I'm like, I didn't want to go opening weekend. That's probably crazy, but I wanted to die down a little bit.
I mean, and see, the thing about that, and I fell victim to that too. I mean, I did go for the weekend, but, you know, they really, you know, the media really hyped it up like you really don't want to go see this movie the weekend it comes out because it's going to be extra security and all this shit. But there was no reports of no violence throughout none of this movie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I heard on the radio how CNN was talking shit like they were so surprised that there was no violence. Okay, public service announcement. Niggas are not the ones who go around, you know what I'm saying, who go shooting up movie theaters. We're not the ones who do that. We know how to be peaceful when it's some shit. You know what I'm saying? We want to do. Ain't wasn't no dark nights going on. That's some other folks that do shit like that. We don't do that.
And plus, all the gangsters old now.
Right.
Yeah, all the NWA niggas.
They laid back. Too old to be doing all that shit now.
Right. But it was just so crazy how everybody was like that. Wait a minute, hold on, we got another caller. Caller, what's happening?
What's up, it's Marley.
Marley, hey. Marley, what's up, man?
Hey, what's going on? How you doing, people? And Janine, hello. I ain't no old nigga. I'm still an OG. I ain't old yet.
We owe to our kids, so we might as well take it and move on.
Right.
Yeah.
So, Marley, you did you go check out the movie?
Yes, I did.
What did you think about it?
It was good. It was, you could tell that Dre and Cube had a whole lot of input in it, because I don't ever think Dre was that hard knocking niggas out right in front of Chip Knight. No, I mean, I doubt that ever happened. But, you know.
Well.
Put a spin on it, you know.
I don't know. Did Dre, y'all know better than I do. Has he always been built like he fucking is now? That nigga is.
No. Nah, he was. He never was
that
big.
On the top. Like, I would not want to run into that guy.
He was small, just like they portrayed him on the movie.
Mm-hmm. Well, he was tall. He's always been the tall guy, but he was never that big. And it was just like, I gotta honestly say, I gotta give, as far as the movie go, man. Hey, O'Shea Jackson Jr. Hey, I'm looking at an Oscar nominee. The boy had you actually thinking he was Ice Cube. You really looked at him and you you saw, and I mean, okay, granted, it's his son, so of course it's going to look like him, but his mannerisms, because I've been to an NWA concert when I was a kid, you know what I'm saying? And the way he walked out on the stage, I don't know if anybody ever been to a concert, but the way he walked out on the stage, that was just how Ice Cube would never move. He would just stand there and just look around.
Okay.
You know, everybody else saying, you know, fuck the police or Straight out of Compton. He would just stand there. And when it was time for him to rap, he would just explode. And I swear his son had it down pat. He had it down. And when I say he had it down pat, if y'all ever get a chance, go on YouTube and look and see if y'all can pull up an old NWA concert. You would see it like, damn, this dude, he had his daddy down pat. I mean,
Well, you could tell he took it serious. You know, they were saying that he went to acting classes and, you know, he did everything. He took that role seriously. So he probably did watch a lot of his, you know, videos and concerts that they did, you know, to try to mimic him.
Yeah.
And as his kid, so, you know what I'm saying, he probably, you know what I'm saying, he is his father anyway. So it's just like, you know what I'm saying, it was like totally natural, I can imagine.
Yeah,
I know your fans, because Shorty probably wants to always want to be like his father anyway. So, you know, emulating him probably was like an honor for him. Like, shit, I get to portray my father.
Right. Drew, what's happening, Drew?
What up, man? What up?
What up?
Chilling. All right, man, I know you seen it. What you think, man? Straight out of Compton.
Man, shit, that's my shit. I didn't watch it 3 times. That shit was good, man.
I done watched it twice myself, man. Twice myself. I mean, like I said, it was just riveting. To me, it was riveting. It was just like, all
right,
this is, you know what I'm saying? And I mean, I'm hearing, and for every great movie, you know, it's some bullshit. You hear motherfuckers, well, some of the sequences wasn't in order. I mean, you know what? Even if it wasn't, it still portrayed where it was supposed to be,
right,
and how it was
right
supposed,
where
to be.
I always want to say something bad.
What? A sports commentator got on and was like, "Well, if they really wanted to get technical about it, in the beginning of the movie, Eazy-E had on a White Sox hat." Okay, he's thinking, well, okay, so what he had on the White Sox hat? Well, you know, the White Sox didn't change their colors to 89. He had on a black White Sox hat in 86. Really, motherfucker, you got to find something, you just got to nitpick like that. You really got to nitpick.
Let me ask y'all this,
because
I haven't seen it. So, seeing that, what am I trying to say? Can you put it on the same level as, like, when you first saw Men's Society or Boys in the Hood? Like, was it like, damn, is that, you know what I mean? Did it take you back to when you first saw those?
See, now, here's the thing about that. Now, I'm just speaking for myself, but when we seen those, when Men's Society came out, we was in the midst of all that. All that was happening. That was our everyday life. So, the seed minutes of society, that's what we was doing every day. You know what I'm saying? So it was like a different – when I watched Men's Society back then, that and Boys in the Hood, you know, I went home like, okay, somebody just pretty much filmed us. You know what I'm saying? Not me per se, but –
right.
Us in general. This is everyday. Men's Society was everyday life for me.
Yeah.
Boys in the Hood was everyday life for me at this point.
Exactly.
Now, to watch Straight Outta Compton, it was more of a nostalgia moment. It took you back. You know what I'm saying? It was that nostalgia feeling that you had. It was, believe it or not, I mean, and you probably heard the songs a million times, but to hear it on the screen and see the them doing it in concert, it was just that nostalgia type feeling. It just took you back. It took you to a good time to me, because I mean, you know, that was fun for us to hear that music. So to hear it and see it all over again, it was just fun.
Yeah.
It was, like I said, a motherfucker probably like, how can hear fuck the police be fun? But it honestly was.
I mean, that was the first music that we really got a taste of back when we were teenagers, though, about cussing and fucking hoes and all that shit. NWA was the first person to say that, and that's what we was doing in 18, 19.
People can't enjoy people can't enjoy the fuck the police unless they've actually been harassed by police. So we know how that truly is.
Yeah, we know about that tough.
Man, because it was one part, the part of the movie where they actually just came outside. They were coming outside, like, pretty much just get a breath of fresh air. They were at a recording studio. They were at a recording studio.
In California, though.
Right, and I mean, the police went hard on their ass. And I don't know if anybody paid attention, but Jay Heller was like, get up. He tried to jump straight up. Man, they slapped his ass back on the ground.
They slapped his ass right back down.
But you know what?
Back then,
I'm going to tell you.
Go ahead.
For every tragedy or every triumph comes in it. Because I don't even think, and if you think about it, if you watch the movie, they never really planned on making a fuck the police song until that incident.
Yeah.
It wasn't just that particular incident. It was all the incidents leading up to that. You know, all of them had been harassed by police. You know what I'm
right.
saying? All of them had been harassed by police at some point. And they was like, man, fuck these motherfucking police. That was just the breaking point right there when all of them were together.
Right, because, you know, the beat was there, but they didn't even have a song for the beat. Dre's just making the beat. Q walked in like, hey, I got something for this beat. Right after the police. Because if you notice, you was looking at him. I mean, he was looking like, I could kill you. Then he told him, get on in there with your master.
Yeah.
I'm like, really, dog?
Like the lyric said, if you got a white cop and a black cop, the black cop showing out for the white. That's what he was doing.
Yeah.
You know, black police showing out
that's
for
what
the
he
white
was doing.
Cop.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. He more of a coon than a white cop. You know what I'm saying?
Cool.
Yeah.
I called them coons and Uncle Tom motherfuckers.
Right, exactly.
Hey, that took us back to the 1985 and 88, where all we used to listen to on the news was about the Crips and Bloods, because they was going strong back then in California.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But see, what I really particularly like is the way they tied in that Rodney King thing, because nothing.
Yeah.
This is what NWA was telling you all along.
Yeah.
This is what but y'all went so hard on them, the FBI. I mean, you had the FBI after them. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You had all these people running up. Now, and it was funny that when they were on a tour bus and they had bought all those Straight Outta Compton albums and started crushing them. Easy was like, I really don't give a fuck what they do with them. They bought them. You know what I'm saying? Fuck it. Y'all motherfuckers just paid us.
Yeah.
But it just shows you how limited. It just shows you how limited our freedom of speech is. You know, they always they can hurry up and run to their freedom of speech.
I got 8 moments.
Yeah.
And say how much freedom of speech. They can say whatever they want to. But when we talk about freedom, when we have trying to say freedom of speech, we really don't have freedom of speech. They still try to shut us up undercover, though.
Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I remember that. I remember that part when they was crushing them CDs and tapes. I remember seeing Shouty Jesse Raphael and Oprah and all the pastors and ministers out there. I'm like, I don't give a damn what y'all talking about. I'm listening to this shit.
Well, I'm going to tell you like this. I got my tape crushed, but it wasn't by no pastor, no police. My mom crushed the shit out that tape.
Yeah,
you won't play this shit in my house. But
that's exactly what he told me, too.
Now, here's the funny part about that. Now, here it is, 20-something years later. Matter of fact, it was last year, because Straight Outta Compton, the 25th anniversary was last year.
Yeah, last year.
And I go home, And my mother said, I got a gift for you. And I'm like, what? And it was a Straight Outta Compton CD, the 25th anniversary. Oh. I'm like, really? You know, I'm like, wow, you know, and now, because now it's like, to hear them now, it was like, okay, if you can get past the cussing, they were really just telling you what the fuck was out here happening.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true. That was telling you everything that was happening.
But I gotta say one thing. My boy Easy. He ain't give a fuck about fucking no hoes, though, did he?
Yeah.
He was just gonna talk about Easy. That nigga love fucking them hoes, boy.
Easy didn't care about fucking. What was you about to say?
I forgot. That's why I think I'm here. I lost my thought.
It was only one fucked up part about the whole, I mean, not fucked up, but it was like, it was a crazy moment in that whole movie is when that doctor came in and told this motherfucker, you know what I'm saying, that he had AIDS, you know what I'm saying, and he said a normal T-cell count is between 500 and 1,500. They said, your shit is 14. I said, God damn.
But you know what?
It's hanging on by a thread.
Now, here's the thing about that, and it's amazing how medicine then came.
I don't want to say that it came
a long way, starting to give. Because I knew a person personally whose cell count was at 10.
Mm-hmm.
He's living today. Cell count was back up. I don't know if they just didn't have the technology back then, or they was just like, man, fuck him, let him die. You know,
I believe they got a cure for that shit, man. They just ain't gonna never give it up.
Cause it, you know, it's funny that you brought that part up, because that's the first. I mean, when they said it, the first thing I thought about was the person that I know, and I'm like,
right.
Wow. You know, like, you know, he was in the hospital when they said his cell, you know. His T count was I think it was like 9 or 10, you know. And granted, he had to stay in the hospital for a while, but they built his shit back up to like 1,200 within a month.
Yeah, his shit probably better than ours.
Right, but and it's crazy because what did he tell Easy? Ain't nothing we could do.
Ain't nothing we could do for you. Easy had money.
Right, and they was like, oh, you know. I mean,
hey, but let me ask you a question, Put yourself in Easy shoe. That doctor just came to there. You ain't know nothing about no AIDS shit. And the doctor come in and tell you, you go, your T-cell count 14, and nigga, there ain't nothing else we could do. Right, basically, he telling you, you get ready to die, nigga. You know what I'm saying? You just got a few more motherfucking weeks, and you finna be out of here. What kind of shit going through your motherfucking mind?
I couldn't even fathom it. I honestly couldn't fathom it. I mean, I've seen it. I've seen it numerous times. But, you know, I mean, they could tell you what they're thinking, but you don't really know.
You really don't know.
I mean,
no,
hell.
Don't.
I mean, I'm going to be honest with you. I've had guns pulled on me, and I may tell you, motherfucker, well, if it's my time, it's my time. But when that motherfucker put that gun in my head, no, I wasn't ready to go yet.
Mm-hmm.
It was like, wait a minute, nigga. Yeah, my thing is, I could try to talk this motherfucker out of shooting me, in which I did. But easy case, there was no talking. There was no getting out of
talking. It was just waiting till your time, with the time to close your eyes up.
Okay. Now, I was listening to Russ Parr. And he's totally convinced that a lot of the stuff in the movie was embellished. He believes that the Suge Knight with Easy thing was embellished. But I remember hearing about this stuff. You know,
man, they had,
you know, that's the part that got me, because it was like, I remember hearing about this. I remember about him, going up to the office, and I remember the interview that Dre gave,
yeah.
and Dre was like, well,
yeah.
let me say that I didn't know nothing about that meeting. I had nothing to do with it.
Right.
You know what
did,
I'm saying?
Last year, did you watch the 25th anniversary, the documentary, Chris Rock was the commentator?
No, I didn't see that. No.
Yeah, okay, you need to watch that on YouTube. It says it on there about how Suge Knight got Easy, and they said the first time Easy did it, he wrote his name Mickey Mouse.
Yeah, Mickey Mouse,
yeah. Right. Yeah, all that happened for real.
Right. And that's just like I said, man, I will say that I was like one of the biggest NWA fans growing
yeah,
up.
Yeah, I was.
I mean, I had the Raiders jackets, I already was a Raiders fan. But then when NWA came out, it just enhanced me 10 times more.
Oh, did.
So I always tried to stay abreast of what was going on with them. And, you know, I heard about the ruthless lynch mob fight, but it was like, back then, nobody never really spoke on it. So to watch the movie, like, damn, they really did jump Ice Cube.
Yeah, it did. I sure did. They jumped. I sure did.
I remember I had a lynch mob t-shirt, man. I don't think I'll wear that shit now, but I sure enough had one back.
Man, it was just like,
well,
man.
You know, I think, like I said, I didn't see the movie or whatever, but just based on the group and, you know what I'm saying, knowing their music and stuff, I think that's what the fuck is missing from these, you know what I'm saying, these rap artists today. They don't have that story to tell.
Everybody now is
rapping about the same shit, and
none
of it is necessarily, you know what I'm saying, the struggle. You know what I'm saying? These niggas are talking about, like y'all said, things that was going on in their everyday lives and things that was going on in the world that people was ignoring or didn't get that much, you know what I'm saying, the press or the, you know what I'm saying, the justice that it needed. And these niggas now, they don't have that. They don't have that thirst. It's not, I mean, like, the thirst is different. Now, that's all they want is the money. So they can
get
off, you know what I'm saying? So they can flash. These niggas, you know what I'm saying, wanted their money so they could feed their family, so they could get out of the, you know what I'm saying, the shit that was going
on.
These kids today, they don't have that. They already, you know what I'm saying, they come up overnight, put a video on YouTube, next thing you know, somebody want to sign them. And all they talking about is,
making
like
money.
I said,
Well, I'm gonna tell you, Easy was so cold. He was paying his artists in weed. He was giving he was bagging up pounds of weed.
Hey, but Jerry Heller was a dirty ass motherfucking cracker, man. Motherfucker was dirty. He was dirty.
Very dirty.
But you know, I don't know if y'all got this out of this. You know, a lot of times back then, you know, everybody was like, damn, he's a little crook, man. He fucked them. To see that movie, I don't think that anymore. I think Easy was just too damn loyal.
Hey, I told Baby when we was leaving the movie, I said, man, they gave me a different aspect on Easy after watching that movie. Easy was a cool ass nigga, man. For real, he really was a cool ass nigga.
He was so loyal.
He just got manipulated. He got manipulated by the white man.
Yeah.
Right. He was so loyal to Jerry Heller that it wasn't like he was like, fuck y'all. You know, it was just like, hey, his whole thing was, he's not fucking us. You know, where everybody else could kind of see it, but he was so loyal to him, it was just like, he ain't fucking us.
Yeah.
But, you know, in the long run, he found out that he was.
I mean, but, you know, Jerry Heller did put millions of dollars in Easy pocket now. He was putting the money in Easy pocket, not nobody else. So that's really why Easy was kind of loyal to us. This white man was putting millions of dollars in his motherfucking pocket.
Yeah,
but then, if you remember the part where he told, when he was getting ready to sign them contracts, and he was like, when Cube had just left, he was like, man, we need to keep Dre happy.
Yeah.
Because he said,
Jerry Heller
was
like,
want to be you. He said, that man want to be you.
I mean, like he said, man, I don't think the fact he wants to be him because, if, I mean, like I said, if you actually, if you go back and you get to really thinking about it, man, motherfuckers was loving Ice Cube, man. Motherfuckers,
man,
he once everybody, I mean, because like I said, I was an NWA fan from day one. Now, Easy Does It came out, it was like, okay, cool. You know what I'm saying?
I love
when that Straight Outta Compton, when that Straight Outta Compton came out, and everybody finally figured out who the fuck he was, it was over. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I figured why you didn't know who he was with Gangsta. That was the shit.
Well, see, Gangsta Gangsta came out on the Straight Outta Compton album.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, and so it was like, okay, this is Ice Cube. You know what I'm saying? You heard him on various little stuff, but when you heard Gangsta Gangsta, it was like, okay, this motherfucker cold. This motherfucker
what made me
is cold. The shit. All
right, so who's your favorite NWA member? If you had to pick your favorite one, who would they be?
Ice Cube.
I've always been partial to Ice Cube. I've always been partial to Ice Cube.
Yeah, me too.
And see, the thing about it is that, man, if you actually look at them, and like I said, once again, if you go back, Ice Cube and Easy had the persona. Dre did. I mean, I ain't taking nothing away from MC Ren. Ren was hardcore. Ren was that hard, in which they needed him too. They needed him. But Ice Cube and Easy was the showman of the group. You know,
yeah.
Man, it was just like to look at them. It was like them curls and the loafs and. You know what I'm saying? You got Easy talking about, I want to fuck you too. And, you know, the it was just, everything was there. I mean, you had Ren.
Hey, but you know what,
had Ren singing them songs, and you like, God damn, you really thought Ren was going to try to rob you if you seen him.
Yeah.
Hey, but if you take any member away from that motherfucking group, you know what I'm saying? Ice Cube is the main one. If you took Ice Cube away from that group, it wouldn't have been no MWA. You see how the album did after Ice Cube left. It didn't do shit.
Now, it's so.
Yeah.
Niggas for Life did sell.
No. Yeah, Niggas for Life went platinum. It went platinum. But now,
it
was just like.
It was on the strength of NWA, though. It was on the strength of, you know, motherfuckers still say, okay, this is NWA coming out without Cube. Everybody wanted to see what they was going to do. That's probably why it sold.
Now, I got to honestly say, that was a great album. That Niggas for Life was a great
album.
Now, what I didn't know is that I've seen, once the NWA thing kick in, of course, you're going to get to doing your research and all this shit. What I didn't know is that I seen a documentary with MC Ren, and he said, man, the group was broke up before Niggas for Life even came out. He said that's why there was no promotional tour. There was nothing. They was just, you know, they just put the album out. Easy put the album out.
What?
The group had broke up.
Hey, if you look at the movie, it's fake because Ice Cube left right after that motherfucker in the first tour, Straight Outta Compton tour.
Yeah.
But
and
I say this though, you know what I'm saying? I didn't hear a lot of beefing and shit, you know what I'm saying, in the rap industry, different songs shit. Man, that's one of the hardest diss songs I didn't hear today is No Vaseline. That shit goes super hard.
Oh yeah. And to see their face, man, when they was listening to it. Now, And I'm going to tell you now, I'm not surprised that Yella's in the porn industry because he was trying to fuck everything. It's a wonder he didn't catch AIDS. He was trying to fuck everything that wasn't nailed down.
I told Baby that. I said, Yella, he produced pornos. That's how I told him that.
Yeah, I see why. He trying to fuck Lorenzo's bitch at the beginning of the movie. He fucking on him. Hey, your name Felicia? He's fucking a bitch in the bed. Mm-hmm. Hey, at the pool party, he just all around all the ass. I mean,
that was
you had like, hey, it was like yellow was yellow.
So no, he was trying to get them all. Now wasn't Lorenzo like a version of old dude from Next Friday? You know what I'm talking about? Pinky.
Oh, he's
talking. You know what? He did put you in that frame of mind of Pinky, didn't he?
Yeah. Uh-huh. He said, you
especially when he was walking out the door and he was like, what was he saying? No, nigga, you gonna do it. Some shit he was saying. Man, he didn't put you in the frame by the pinky.
Okay, he sure did. He probably got a few of their names from there. Cause I got Felicia from there, too.
Probably so.
That by Felicia. We pushed the old girl by the head, kicked out. By Felicia.
By Felicia. Mm-hmm.
Like I said, it was to me.
Oh, okay.
I'm gonna rate that movie up there. I'm gonna rate it up there. I'm not gonna rate it with Boys in the Hood and Menace to Society. I'm gonna rate it up there with The Five Heartbeats and The Temptations.
The Five Heartbeats is a classic though.
I'm rating straight out, because I mean that's the Temptations of our generation.
Yeah.
That was the Temptations of our generation, and dog, that movie. Shit. If anybody was David Ruffin, that goddamn easy. Right. He probably was a mixture of David Ruffin and Eddie Kane. But you could see that the dude was so. You could see he was. I mean, what I do give him, he didn't back down from no fucking body.
Nobody. Yeah. Nobody.
Street cat.
Hey, he was real street cat. Hey, because when he walked in there, when he walked in there, the club, they say, hey, man, I don't know if you want to go in there. Ain't nothing but Pyru's in there.
That's all Pyru up in this motherfucker.
Yeah.
Motherfucker, he looked at him like, I'm good. Thanks for the warning. And walked in, looked dead in the Pyru face like, nigga, what? And sat in that motherfucker all night.
Yeah, he was a little gangster now. Easy was a little gangster.
Yeah.
That nigga say, what the money at?
The one part that got me was when, then dude was throwing up them Crip signs on the school bus.
Oh yeah,
on the school bus. Hey, this is OG Two Tone, goddamn it.
Yeah,
Crip sign mafia blood.
He's like, you go to school and learn, and you might become something. So I could become a nigga that can kill you. I said, oh shit.
Right.
That nigga said, I kill
motherfuckers. That motherfucker say, Cube say, wait a minute, man. Motherfucking blood got on the bus, pulled out his pistol, and gave us a motivational speech about going to school. God damn.
And what I said, what type of bus drive is that? Fuck you going to
cop
the bus.
That
bus driver said shit. Hey, that bus driver was like, hey, that was that motherfucker back there. I ain't throw up shit. Fucking, you go get somebody, get his ass.
He's like, I'll still fuck about
these
damn kids.
Hell, fuck the kids. Shit.
Them guys back there would have shot the bus driver, so he knew where to ride. Who that motherfucker was.
Shit.
Hey, did you see how the bus driver looked at him in the mirror? Little motherfucker, now sit your ass down so you get the fuck out of here. Shit. Quit playing
well,
with me.
Well, you stopped me from going home, shit.
Hell, yeah. I got this crazy son of a bitch on the bus looking at me all crazy. Hell no.
Y'all throwing up fucking Crip signs and shit.
Hell, yeah. Baby, he probably wants to take his boot off and bust him in the back of the head, you little bastard. Put your ass down. Mm-hmm. Like I said, man, I rank it as one of the best movies. That's one of the best movies I've seen in a long time. And I'm not saying that just because I'm an NWA fan. I just truly believe it was just it was a great movie.
Hey, I say this too, though. Out of all the characters, though, out of all the characters they played, I really don't believe nobody else could have played Ice Cube but his son. Man, that motherfucker played a hell of a role, man, playing his daddy.
Nah, y'all do. Now, I don't know how true this is. I don't know, but Selena, what's happening, baby?
Hey, y'all.
Hey. Like I said, I don't know how true this is. I've seen it on Facebook, so I don't know if to take it with a grain of salt. But now they're saying Lil Easy is coming out trying to say that his dad was gay.
Damn, I ain't heard that one.
But now it's being said because he's bitter about not playing the part.
Why you say some shit about your daddy? Like, that's crazy.
Yeah.
I take it with a grain of salt. I don't know how true it is. I don't know, but if that's the case, that's really fucked up. Because here it is, all these years.
That's real fucked up. Yeah.
Easy.
Easy's son said his daddy was gay.
They trying to get publicity because the daughter already came out talking about she doing the documentary.
Yeah, now she's doing the documentary
in the movie.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy.
That's why he had
12 kids. He's trying to, like,
yeah. Yeah,
I'm going to say something.
That motherfucker had
he wasn't no bottom.
That motherfucker had
you
the whole football team and the special
team. Yeah.
Girl,
that he did.
If he was,
what did you say, Selena? He wasn't no who?
He wasn't no bottom shit. He just liked the fuck.
Oh, yeah. He loved the fuck. Did you see the movie, Selena? Have you seen it yet?
Yeah, I saw it yesterday.
What's your take on it?
I loved it.
There you go. That's what I'm talking about. See, and they really tried to depict us from going to see this movie. The security will have to be doubled up and all this. They really tried to scare you into not seeing this movie.
And
like I said,
they had the police
there and I
tickets.
Right, police. You got police.
Right. That's so stupid. Anything. They just stupid. And I'm glad they didn't give them no police nothing to fucking, give them no half or whatever.
There you go.
I didn't hear not one report of violence, nowhere.
Exactly. And it wasn't even a violent movie, damn asshole.
Yeah. Shit, we had more white people in the movie theater than blacks.
Man,
what I went to? Shit.
Matt, wait a minute. Here's the crazy part is, I took my daughters. We're sitting in there, and it's like, dude, we were really outnumbered. There were just more white people than black people. And my daughter looked up and she said, "What they know about niggas with attitudes?" So I'm like, "Would you shut up?" And so my daughter like, this little. It had to be a little girl pretty much around my daughter's age. My daughter say, she got one time to say niggas with attitudes in here. It's all.
Okay.
I said, really? Let it go, baby. Let it go.
Oh, shit.
But they came out in groves to see that movie.
Yeah.
I think a lot of them couldn't believe, like, wait a minute, this the same guy. Is are we there yet? This the motherfucker.
Right.
This where he came from.
Yeah. Right. And then they started saying, Suge Knight said he gave Easy AIDS. Just a bunch of BS. That's terrible.
I seen it and I watched that interview and, Suge, a lot of people was like, well, they Suge a bad rap. No, Suge gave himself a bad rap.
Did you hear what he said on the interview with Jimmy Kimmel?
Yeah, yeah. When he was saying, he said, well, they got this new thing that they do is they take a needle, and they get blood from AIDS patients, and they inject you with it. And then he started laughing. He's like, yeah, like that Eazy-E shit. Jimmy Kimmel just shut up like, oh, wait a minute, hold on, man. I think you kind of went too far with this.
You went too far.
That's a damn stupid. He's an ignorant big punk ass dude.
Hey, but let me ask
and you know what?
Who sit down and thanks us for shit like that, though, man?
Motherfucker
has something to do with this shit.
And then you know, Illuminati videos I didn't see, they said Eazy was, you know, about him leaving, they gave him a strain of AIDS. Eazy, I mean, you know, nobody can really say if it's true or not, but shit, if he was having unprotected sex, you know, that's a big chance.
Yeah. But that's really strange, though, for him to say some shit like that, though.
Yeah, but like I said, because if you think about it, it's been documentaries. And I, like I said, I've seen anything with NWA, I was going to watch it. And I remember one where they had Ice Cube on one, and they asked him. And Ice Cube came straight out, and he said, look, man, did I always strap up? No. He said, I'm not going to lie and say that every time I did. He said, God bless me. He said, but Eazy? He said, Eazy didn't know what the fuck a condom was.
Eazy said it, though. If you listen to that interview I was telling you about, they did the Chris Rock doing the narrative, Eazy said, no, that motherfucker, he didn't like the word condom. He said that.
Yeah, I've heard that interview. I've heard that interview with him where he said, darn. And they was like, well, how you know that they don't? And I don't, and as good as a businessman as he was, I'm like, damn, dog, was you that crazy? Or you just really thought that, you know, because he was like, shit, I don't fuck with women with HIV. And how do you know?
How the hell
that's
do
what
you
I'm
know?
Saying. You don't.
Right,
yeah,
I mean, that was his. Because
I think
and
they
he wasn't really a
people with HIV.
Yeah.
I think they train people with HIV with, you know, skinny, you know, they look sick,
mm-hmm.
you know, stuff like that. And that wasn't always the case, you know.
Mm-hmm.
True. The case nowadays. You people walk around healthy as a mug and got it.
Exactly.
Hell yeah, they do. Man, it was just crazy. I'm sitting there like, wow, you know. And it was just like, you know, and you know, women love that dude, man. I mean, I looked on Facebook and all I've seen is, I mean, young females were saying, well, damn, he was so sexy, he was this, he was that, you know. And it was like, well, damn, he was sort of a sex symbol in his own way. So, you know, that's what I said. Him and Cube had that persona, dog. It was like the women loved him and Ice Cube. I don't know if it was them Jerry curls or what, but the women loved them too.
Jerry curls and them Raider caps. I love Raiders. Everything Raiders. I was on back in the day too. Cube is always my favorite.
See, that's what I said. See, me, I wore all that Raider shit, but I probably look more like MC Ren with the shit on than Ice Cube with E.D. shit.
Yeah, the Raiders was my favorite
part of Coke. But you needed that MC Ren neck. I mean, everybody. I mean, like you had a lot of people like, well, they really didn't do MC Ren no justice in the movie. But he even said it, and I'm not the talkative type.
Yeah, he was
you
the
know, so
type.
Right. He always said he was the type of
that album is.
Man, until you heard it and listened to it in that damn movie theater.
Hell yeah, I was hyped.
Right, just geek.
Hell yeah. That was a good movie, though. Ice Cube, fun. He really did his thing. And they was trying to say something about him. I ain't even trying to read that stupid negative shit. They just don't like me.
My whole thing is, and I said it earlier before you got on, and I know that that's his son, and I know he has his features, But this dude, he, and I mean, I think you'll agree with me that he really made, you didn't look at it like that was Ice Cube's son playing him. You really thought, you know, you just thought of Ice Cube. You didn't even think, oh,
yeah,
that's his son
did.
Playing him.
Yeah.
He nailed
yeah.
that
yeah.
part.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did. Yes, he did.
I mean, his, I mean, like I said, his mannerisms, the way he carried
mm-hmm.
himself, it just, you know, you just like, damn,
that
man, that was cute.
He didn't sound like his ass.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Now, he did fuck me up when Easy did come see him, where they were in the club. And he was like, oh,
mm-hmm.
so you ain't say my, like I said, man, I remember all this stuff. I remember reading a magazine, and they asked Eazy-E, what did he think of Boys in the Hood? And Eazy-E was like, it's a good after school special.
After school special, yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, and it was so funny because he brought it up like, so you ain't say my movie was a good after school special? And he just bust out laughing like, I like after school specials. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. And
you
thing,
can tell.
I wondered.
Go ahead, baby.
No, I was going to say, when he, you know, girl Felicia was up in the room, I wondered if that happened, and then on Friday he came up with the bad Felicia. You know what I'm saying?
You know, and that's what we all, that's what we were saying earlier. That could have came from that, because, you know,
mm-hmm.
it, you know, it was like, all right, that did happen way before Friday.
Right.
It was Ice Cube and Dr. Dre telling the story, so it could have happened.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That was
kind of
funny. That was my favorite part. That's Felicia. Uh-huh. That's a real mm-hmm. That's a movie I can definitely watch again. I'm going to have to get it on bootleg.
Oh, yeah. Now, I ain't going to lie and say I ain't going to buy the bootleg, but I'm definitely buying the DVD when it come out.
Yeah, I watched it last night.
I mean, I would buy the bootleg simply because I really – I mean, I could probably watch that movie every day this week with no problem.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
that's how good the movie was to me. Hey, Bam
mm-hmm.
Bam, you got a good copy?
Yeah, I got a good copy.
You got, hey, Bam Bam, me a copy of that, Drew.
I ain't got no burner.
Y'all should buy the movie still just to show y'all
I'm definitely. Cause
oh, yeah,
I already
that's like
know.
A collector's item, of course.
Right. I already know. I know it's some deleted scenes. I know it's some deleted
yeah.
scenes.
Because
it was
yeah.
scenes that on the commercial that they never even showed in the movie.
Yeah, that's true.
So I already know. And they said had they put everything in the movie
mm-hmm.
that they had actually filmed, they said the movie would have been over 3 hours long.
Oh, man.
Oh, I want to see that.
So, definitely.
Yeah, that's
definitely got
a better. But let me ask you a question, just a slight detour of what we're talking about. When y'all was watching the movie, and before the movie came on, you was watching previews of other movies that's getting ready to come out. You know what I'm saying? Did y'all see that movie
right.
with Sanaa Lathan and the light-skinned dude and Morris Chestnut?
I'm going to
oh, yeah. That motherfucker crazy.
Oh, yeah.
That was
crazy.
Yeah,
that
was
right there, dog.
Hey, and I'm gonna make sure I'm gonna look over and say, see what you gonna fuck up at if you leave me for a light skinned brother. You see how these light skinned motherfuckers act?
That nigga was under the bed.
That nigga was under
the
bed. I said, that nigga came in the house and touched the shower. They was in there making love in the shower. I said, this dude is crazy.
Yeah, that's going to be good. But he never played a
yeah,
movie.
That's going to be good as hell.
But you know what, though? He played, no, he was in that one movie with DMX. What is the young cat's name? I mean, because he's a hell of an actor.
Michael Healy.
He's a hell of an actor, man.
Yeah.
He, when he was in that movie with DMX, that was Never Die Alone.
Yeah.
Or Don't Want to Die Alone, whatever it was.
That's what DMX was giving them girls that was DMX was giving them girls that battery acid and killing them.
Yeah.
It turned out to be his son. That was DMX's son, real son.
Right. Yeah. Michael Eve wound up being his son.
Yeah.
Wasn't he?
And it was just like.
Oh, okay. I remember that.
That movie right there is. You know, I'm not big on all the movies where motherfuckers cheating and all that shit, but I do want to see that movie. I do want to see that movie. Because that look like you're going to have to kill that motherfucker to get rid of him. Hey, you're going to kill that motherfucker to get rid of him.
Just like the white man I said, he had to kill Beyonce, had to kill that motherfucker. He had to. That's all he had.
Yeah.
So, no.
Yeah, I feel that much.
All right, well, I got to switch gears.
I don't think that it was a cheat. That's a cheating movie. I think her and her guy actually broke up. They went their separate ways, and she met the dude, and realized how crazy he was.
Now,
in that case, now I got it. Hell, don't be bringing your punk ass back to me now. Now he just found out he crazy, deranged. Now you want to run back. Now you want this chocolate brother to take care of you. Now you want to get rid of old light skin.
Well, but now he look good as fuck.
Yeah.
Who got more chestnut?
Yeah.
Y'all women love that nigga.
Hell yeah.
All right, I get in the gym. I get in the gym. I can take you.
Well, I'm already in the gym. I'm already in the gym.
I love that chest and that nut.
Boy, listen to this, fool.
Damn.
You say the chest and the nut. All right, now, hold on. I got to let this be known since we all on here. We officially open for business. SinCityRadioShow.com is officially open, man. Y'all got to get on that, man. I need some. Hey, come on. We on that, man. Make some pages.
Okay.
Hey, you ain't got to worry about saying, what is it, Neen, Spruce? Nope, just CNCRadioShow.com. Marley, come on. I need you on that, Drew.
All right.
I need you on that. I mean, hey, you got to get on that, man. Hey, but check this out. See, this, and I mean, it's not just like that regular, because, like, you know how Facebook is, how you got your groups. Like, you can make a private group. You can make your own private group. You can make a group. You chat room, blogs, the whole nine yards. We got all that on now.
Mm-hmm.
Selena.
Yeah, I got to make my page.
Yeah, me too.
Mm-hmm. All right, now I'm hearing y'all. I'm hearing everybody talking about me too. Now, this time tomorrow, I'm going to see everybody on here, right? I want to hear no, and I forget.
I'm already on
there. I didn't say me too.
I'm just saying, man, we on that, man. Look.
I can't.
You said what now?
I got to make another email.
I don't know how the hell. I've tried to change my profile picture 15 times, and I can't post it. I don't know how to post it. So.
Well, now, did you go to extended profile?
I saw that when I went, no. Okay.
Press extend. Now all you gotta do is press extend the profile, and go to your profile picture. That's all you gotta do.
Oh, that sounds fancy.
Oh yeah. We got that good shit now.
That's what I'm talking about.
Oh yeah, hey man, like I said, man, this is a long time in the making, man. We done been through some shit trying to get this motherfucker up and running. We got it up and running. And all it's gonna do is get better. It's gonna get better. We're trying to get one of those video chat rooms in there where, you know what I'm saying? It's only going to get better. It's only going to get better. And the best part about it, if a motherfucker reports you, guess who they got to report you to? Me.
Report as far as what?
I mean, I'm saying, okay, let's just say, for instance, like, let's say you want to make a private group, you know, like they do on Facebook. You can do that on SinCityRadioShow.com. You can make your own private group, and you can invite the people that you want in there. Won't nobody be able to see your pictures. Won't nobody be able to see nothing. Except
can't report
me.
Nobody. Y'all over it.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I get to see everything, but, I rubs it all. Yeah,
see,
my pretty dance. That's my pretty dance.
I don't
but like I said, man.
All the time, but, listen to it on iTunes all the time, and when I listen to it on iTunes, the commercial come on first. I heard a Walmart commercial. Then I heard a Rite Aid commercial. I said, well, damn, Cavs been doing it big time. They got Walmart and Rite Aid sponsored.
Mm-hmm. Well, I was glad when Rite Aid and Walmart cashed the checks. They type my motherfucker. Shit. Yeah. Like I said, and if y'all want to listen to the show, the show's on there. The show's going to be on there. I mean, you know, Twitter, everything, man. We there, y'all. We there. I thought, hey, y'all been supporting me this long, and I thank y'all. I appreciate everybody. I just need y'all to help me. Just help me turn this corner. Help me turn this corner. And we going to turn this corner.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? We going to have motherfuckers saying, fuck Facebook. Sign up on Sin City.
Yeah. Yep. Here comes Sirius XM.
Right, that's the next step, baby. That's the next step.
Yeah.
They see motherfuckers ain't playing, man. They see, like, okay, these motherfuckers ain't playing. They got their own website, you know what I'm saying? Like I said, hey, I've been trying to put it out there as much as I can, but, hey, feel free. You know what I'm saying? You see it, feel free. Hey, paste it everywhere you possibly can. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, it's just like fate. I mean, you know, if you want to get your, like I said, once again, I know a lot of people like their own little private groups.
Mm-hmm.
You want your own little private group? Just create it.
Mm-hmm.
Just go to groups, create group. They're going to ask you want your group to be private. You know, you invite who you want to in your group.
So it's like a Facebook, MySpace-like thing?
Yeah, something like that. But then at the same time, you know, we're promoting the show, too.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know, so, hey, I'm just saying, we can do this, man. We can do this, man.
You know what? I meant to message you, too. There is a Facebook group called Black Podcasters United. Whenever you get a chance on there, it's nothing but black podcasters, and they rep one another, you know what I'm saying, trying to get their podcast even more.
Oh, yeah, and that's the next step. Get this podcast thing going. Also, like I said, man, that motherfucker going to be, CityRadioShow.com is about to be a brand. Not gonna just going to be a regular site. It's going to be a brand. I'm sure of it. I'm saying, been a long run.
Mm-hmm.
And Selena, you can get in all them little nasty groups that you're in and let them know.
Yeah, what's old dude's name? He was talking about a couple weeks ago. Long dick.
Ricky Long Dick.
Ricky Long Dick.
Drew.
They used to up there harassing everybody.
Oh, yeah, he get on that, get the raps and everybody. I really wouldn't give a fuck at this point, though. Drew, where you at, Drew? Drew done disappeared.
I think so.
Have y'all thought about a Halloween party or no?
Well, you know what? It will be. It truly will be. But I'm not going to lie to you. You know what? I've been the last couple of days, I've been so just like, bam, the sight. I'd be lying to you if I say I put any more thought into it. But now that I know that the site is officially up, I mean, we can work on that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and make a world tour. Y'all can be in Indianapolis one time, and y'all can come to Cleveland.
I have been getting a lot of you know, questions like, hey, man, when the next meet and greet? So, mm-hmm. You know, I mean, yeah, we got to sit down and put something together. Definitely got to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Little cabarets, and then they supposed to be having a little get together. First time I ever been to one called a hat party. I ain't never been to one before, but I think we gonna have one in November. I said a hat party. What kind of shit is this? Where you the fancy hat and all your look and everything. If you ain't got no hat, you can't get in. I'm like,
all right. So I ain't got nothing but hats. I got 100 hats.
Yeah. I'm like, okay.
Well, but yeah, that's what I said, man. We that'd be up. Molly, need you to put a page on that, man. You know, you always skim through, but yeah, hey, I need you to put a page on that.
Yeah, most definitely.
You could be Jacob Hanger Schmidt or whoever. Just need a page, man. Like I said, man, hey, feel free to paste it onto your Facebook, whatever.
I got too many Christians on my regular Facebook page. I can't put some shit on my regular.
That's why I told you. I just told you. You just work on your private groups. I know this. You know, you can go to Big Dick's Us, you know, whatever groups you in. And shit.
Okay.
I'm trying to catch Drew. Drew done jump off the phone.
Oh, yeah, shout out to Cass. Thanks for the shirt. That's what's up.
Baby, now, here's the thing about your shirt. Your picture, the one that you want, is too dark.
Well, do the one that you hit, that ugly ass picture. Do that one.
Thank you. Thank you. There you go. That got to be Drew. him and me are just like the rudest motherfuckers, ain't they?
Man, me asleep. I'm simply watching Punk. It just came out. They give Kay Michelle. This shit funny.
Excuse me, sir.
My bad, man. I got to hit the mute button. My bad.
Drew, before you hit the mute button, I was trying to ask you something.
Oh, my fan. What's up, man?
Dude, you said you want to get a group going.
Yep.
Nah. SandCityRadioShow.com. You can put the group together on there.
That's what's up right there. I could do that.
And,
well, we could.
Like
do
I said, you create your own private group and invite who all you want to. Just tell them they just got all they got to do is just sign up on there and be in the group.
That's what's up. I think I might do that, man.
What you mean, you bite? Come on, now. Who won't keep it? What I'm talking about?
Okay, well,
okay,
I'm
We gonna never fuck with you when you're on the ground floor. As soon as you hit, as soon as you do like Georgia Weezy, move on up. So what you still talking about doing that group?
Yeah, that's what's up. Then they go,
what's the first thing they say? Motherfucker, Shelly is acting funny now. I mean, motherfucker didn't have shit. Yeah, and I had shit and you wouldn't even talk to him.
Boy, boy, boy. You ain't put me out there mad the motherfucker.
Come on, y'all. Did y'all hear him? Yeah, I might do that. Like, yeah, motherfucker, fuck you.
I just said we gonna do that, man. We gonna do it for real. We gonna do that.
Nah. No, what would you say, Selena?
Never, man.
No, go ahead. Come on.
I forgot.
You know what they said? That there's no such thing as a dumb question. Just dumb people.
I know. It ain't a dumb question. I forget that quick because I'm reading and I'm talking too. So don't worry about it.
So if y'all going to do it like that, then y'all have to make sure y'all don't put stuff about the group outside of the, you know, outside of that group. So,
yeah.
You know, like if y'all having a party or something like that, you want it to be free for yourself so to make people join. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, hey. It's as easy as extended profile. I'm trying to do it right now, and that's not working.
But is your picture downloaded in your phone? I mean, some pictures are. I mean, you got to make sure that the picture is like downloaded, or is it a camera picture? What picture you try to put up?
It's one that's already in my phone.
Oh, it's gonna be hard and stuff.
No, it's not hard because my picture went right up. And don't be up in here trying to see that. There she go. It's going to be hard. I don't want to do it. That boy, God damn.
You know I had a problem.
All it takes is 10 seconds.
He did my other page. I just asked the motherfucking question now. No, I'm just saying, remember last time I couldn't do it and you had to do it for me. No, I can't be fucking with nothing complicated in there. My little
not
brain
complicated,
don't work like that. Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm going to have to get another email. My email is burnt.
And then Ligastone, the first thing she want to get on here, yeah, I did it. It don't work. Like, your site ain't working. Really?
I'm not trying to say it like that. I'm trying to say that, you know, negative. Yeah, I'm trying to tell you that I'm a member. I just can't upload a picture.
Don't get all sensitive on this now, Cass. Oh, I know what I was gonna add. Y'all gonna have you gonna advertise like the mugs and stuff that you had?
Yeah, all that. T-shirts, everything.
If we order those, we'll be able to like put our picture on. I want my picture on everything that purchased.
Well, down with those mugs, those were Cafe Express. We were going through a Cafe Express. So now, well, I'm not really sure if that's what you said. What?
I can always go get it, though.
Yeah, I'm not really sure if we're going to go through those guys again because it's like as far as like the T-shirts, fuck them. Why pay them the extra money when we can do it ourselves? So,
yeah.
You know, fuck them as far as that.
Right. Oh, that's what's up. Now, remember, you can hit that billionaire and get a lot of publicity and shit. Don't forget, we was on here first, y'all.
Sound like it already.
I'm going to remember that Drew said he might do it. I'm going to remember the liquor store like, yeah, it ain't working. I'm going to remember all this shit.
I just said I did it. It's up there. I'm there now. I see it.
What bill y'all talking about?
What?
See, people coming out the woodwork already. Heard some money.
Oh, yeah. Oh, shit.
Ching, ching.
Yeah.
You know.
Like I said, man, it's gonna be like I said, it's gonna make for a fun time, man. I'm pretty damn sure of it.
Yeah.
I'm pretty damn sure it's gonna make for a fun time.
Well, like you said, there's nothing stopping what you can do, you know. Yeah, ain't nobody be able to stop what you're doing. Hey, you can't put that down there. You can't say that. You wrong for that.
Right. All motherfuckers say anything about it is me.
Mm-hmm.
Well, hey, just think. If a motherfucker, okay, Selena, just think. A motherfucker say, I'm going to report you to the administration. You could just be like, ha!
Right.
That motherfucker ain't gonna do shit to me.
Yeah. Like go on ahead.
There shouldn't even be nothing to report. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. I'm just saying.
If you don't like something, my whole thing is if you don't like something, just keep scrolling.
Yeah. Okay.
And that's my take on it. Yeah.
Okay.
If you don't like it, hey, get the fuck off of it.
Right.
That's my motto.
Yeah. I seen something on Facebook. Now, you know them two girls that got married, Brittany Griner and some other girl she married.
Oh, yeah.
And the girl
got
the
NBA.
Like that.
Yeah, what?
Like, well, I think she having twin girls, and she going
to
force
that. They got
well, I don't know. The girl pregnant by somebody. I don't know.
I know
it can't be Brittany Griner's kids, but she claiming Brittany Griner signed papers.
You know Brittany Griner can't have no kids.
Yeah, she signed papers saying that she gonna be the father of them two girls. I'm like, well, hell, she fucked.
Yeah. Oh, man, these people crazy. This world's so crazy, it don't make no sense. These motherfuckers
like,
lost their goddamn mind in the world.
Yeah, I'm like, how the hell do you sign papers? Somebody, you're going to be the dad. You can't be the dad.
That can't be legally binding, but, you know, to each his own. I don't care. It don't make you.
Shit, the way the Supreme Court didn't change, yeah, it could be legally binding.
I guess so.
I mean,
shit's so damn ass backwards now. I don't know what.
Yeah, you got a point there. The way that they didn't pass these laws, so. Ain't no telling what it can be.
Ain't no telling what it can be.
You know?
I can see that, because you can't be a father unless you're a damn man.
I swear to God, I'm with you on that one. I believe a woman can raise a boy. A woman can raise a son.
I'm telling my cousin, the boyfriend, girlfriend thing. Quit, that ain't your fucking daddy. That's a damn woman over there. You bitches can keep yakking, man. Keep that shit 100. Don't be back calling no fucking daddy. Stupid ass. Not over here.
Yeah, this shit crazy. I don't know.
Oh, shit.
They going to have somebody, I seen that on Real Housewives of Atlanta. They going to put some transgender broad on there. I'm like, shit, why would you?
Wait. Before y'all even go into that. Y'all heard the latest, right?
What?
On what?
They didn't offer. I'm gonna call the motherfucker Bruce. I don't even know what the fuck his
name is. That's his name anyway. Though. I don't know what that's his name.
Right.
Bruce. That
his
was
mama named Bruce.
Yeah.
I'm gonna call him Bruce.
That's right.
Yeah, goddamn right. Now they didn't offer this motherfucker. They didn't offer this motherfucker a lucrative contract to do porn. Now
that's disgusting.
What?
Oh, that is.
Who the hell wants to see a
65-year-old
motherfucker?
Nobody wants to see a fucking golden girl bent over standing up for none of that.
It's a whole lot of people out here that's into that sick ass shit though, man. That's what's the crazy part about it.
But she's fucking old, man. She's old. Who the hell wants to see that geriatric porn?
Well,
he's been offered.
He's been offered. The same motherfucker that put out the Kim Kardashian tape.
Oh, okay.
So who he having sex with, men or women?
Exactly.
Now that I don't know.
The thing is, he said he ain't even gay.
Yeah, he said he loved women. Yeah, he said he loved women. Now, he did say that in the interview. I heard he say he loved women.
But is it me, or do he look better than his wife?
He looked better than he was at Bruce.
Because
he's an ugly-ass man.
Yes, he is. Well, he was nice looking back in the day until he started getting all that work done on him.
All that work. Yeah. That's anybody get all that work. Because Lil' Kim looked good until she started getting all that bullshit done.
Right. Gorgeous.
I gotta agree there.
Girl. Right.
That's the wrong way, girl. Now she look like a damn Chinese doll.
I don't even know what she looks like now. Like a mummy.
Yeah, like Mumra from Thundercats.
Yeah, Mumra from Thundercats, goddamn.
Yeah.
This be my show. I love them motherfuckers.
That's crazy. Ain't no black don't crack, and she done stand in front of herself all up.
Zach, I'm gonna hit you with some ideas tomorrow, man, about the group, the club. We can get started.
Hey, I'm all for it, man. Like I said, we all
yeah,
gotta
I
do
know.
This.
Try
Hey, I say all you gotta do is put your picture. I mean, put your page up.
Yep.
All
right.
I gotta get a good picture. I gotta get a good group.
I gotta get figure out. Okay, so when we put it up, it don't have nothing to do with Facebook. So therefore, we can use a whole different name, maybe.
Right. This is us. This is nothing on Facebook.
Okay.
You want them freaky names, on those sexy freaky names that we know, like, ooh, that's that. We know who that is right there.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, I'll say, I mean, shit. We trying to do it, man. I'll say. All right, I figure as long as I got y'all support, man, shit, sky's the limit.
Most there. I'm down with that.
Like I said, hey, y'all can go on my page, paste it off my page. Like I said, we open. It's SinCityRadioShow.com. Like I said, ain't no Ning, ain't no Net, ain't no Nuff, Spruce, nothing. It's just us.
Mm-hmm.
We like Suge and Drake.
Yeah. Yeah.
We like Suge and Drake. Not Death Row, baby.
Follow Tommy
Lee.
Like
can't beat it. God damn. That'll be Father Time. He goes to old Jude and me.
Yeah.
Yeah, he gonna listen to this show like his motherfucker just call me old Jew.
I want mine up front.
But you know what now? Hey, y'all probably disagree with me, but I would really like to hear what Jerry Heller has to say about the movie.
Yeah, me too, man. Me too.
Because they did, they actually
the white
had
man.
To, they had to go, the white man, Jerry Heller.
Because,
you know, he was part of the movie. He was part of the movie, too.
Yeah.
They had to go talk to him.
He went on to fuck a whole bunch of other folks, too. What's that boy band? Shit. In Singer Backstreet, one of them white boy bands, yeah.
he worked with them.
Yeah, he worked with them too.
Yeah, he worked with a lot of people. Jerry Heller was a paid white man. That man had money.
Yeah,
yeah, thanks to Easy shit.
Yeah, Easy was his scapegoat. Hey, but I didn't know. I learned in the movie that DOC was in NWA. You didn't know until you watched the movie. He was there from the start.
No, I already knew that.
I've been knew that.
Yeah, I didn't know that. I thought Dr. Dre found him like he did Snoop Dogg. I didn't know he was there from the start.
Yeah, No, and see, the thing about it is that if you ever listen to that N.W.A. and the Posse album, he's on there.
Yeah, right.
But he was part of.
He's on there.
He was part of
there.
The.
He is on there.
He was part of the Feline Fresh crew.
Oh, okay.
And Dre just kind of like, you know, winged him up out that group and put him with them, and he was just, he became, you know, a writer, just like Cube originally was with a whole nother group.
Yeah, he
yeah,
was.
Cuba.
Yeah.
Also, why is Suge always in the car with somebody when they getting killed or hurt?
I don't know, man. I, you know, cause that's kind of fucked up what he said about DOC. I think he might have something to do with that shit.
Mm-hmm.
You never know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
dirty,
you never
dirty
know.
Motherfucker.
You never know.
You never know with that dude. I say it was just like, no. Hey, like I said, that the movie was so in depth to me. I was just like it made you see. And did you notice that DLC didn't really like Easy?
Yeah. Uh-huh. He did. Then all of a sudden he started not to like it.
Yeah.
When Sugar came in the picture,
yeah.
When Sugar came in the picture,
yeah.
When he looked at him, he was like, little motherfucker. He's like, you better get your country ass friend.
Yeah.
Man, this nigga always drinking. This nigga always drunk.
Yeah, so like I said, you never really know. Like I said, the movie opened up a lot. The movie made me understand a lot of different aspects of it.
Mm-hmm. Now, I thought, maybe I might have been wrong.
You gone off?
Easy Does It. Didn't that come before Compton's Most Wanted? Hold on, no. Or was it right after? See, I can't remember
when y'all talking.
Technically, they only made N.W.A. made two albums. And two EPs.
Mm.
They made the 100 Miles of Running EP. They made Niggas for Life. They made Straight Outta Compton. And they brought that EP out with A Bitch Is a Bitch on it.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
But Easy Does It, Easy E's was the first album that came out with, right?
Yeah, you talking about the blue album, right? You talking about the one with the blue background? Well, you talking about the one with the black background, the blue
background,
the one with, huh?
Hey, when Q got to freaking that no Vaseline, man, I jumped clean up out my seat like that's that shit.
Mm-hmm.
I said you could have killed him. That was crazy. That was
good. But did you see how he said? Oh, they dissed me. Oh, okay.
Right.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Straight to the studio.
Yeah, that's what I'm like. He's going to do that down no bad for me. He's going to kill him. Yeah, he killed him quick.
Goddamn, I'm glad y'all set it off. I'm like, goddamn.
It's that drop phone.
That
was going to
damn. Did you hear what he said? Why y'all not mad? Why y'all not mad?
Hell yeah. No, what killed me is Yellow. Yellow was like,
yeah, yeah,
that was kind of
yeah.
funny to me.
Yeah,
oh, yeah.
Yeah, he
did
kind of funny to me.
No, when Easy say, well, we just finna go in the studio and kill his career. Yellow
right.
say, yeah, I doubt that.
Even Yellow, yeah, I doubt that.
I'm sorry, right here.
I like when he did that interview, too. And that old dude tried to check. He said, what's your name again? He thought he was
oh, yeah.
Yes.
Hey, get the fuck out of my house. that movie was definitely, like I said, that movie will go down as a classic. And not to mention, it grossed $52 million just over the weekend.
Yeah.
60.2.
Right. Right here.
Oh, it's at 60.2 now?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I thought it was at 54. You said 60.
Now, I know Monday morning when I was getting up for work, they said it was at 50, That was just Monday morning. They say it was at 52 million. It grossed 52 million.
That's what I was saying yesterday.
Now, I hope it breaks all records. I hope it goes to 100 million.
What'd you say that now? 60.2 million right now.
Mm-hmm. Now, considering they said it took $29 million to make it, it took them $29 million to make the movie. Now it's at 60.2 million
already.
Hey, shit!
What's up?
Ain't it double day money now?
Hey, I'm down with that. Next, they should do Public Enemy.
Now, before we get out of here, I hear you saying Public Enemy, but I just don't think that one would do it. I don't think it would do the numbers that Straight Outta Compton did.
No,
I don't
think they should do Wu-Tang Clan, though.
Popular. Yeah. But I think that one would do as the NWA would.
I'm gonna tell you like this now. From a marketing point of view, I'm not a Wu-Tang fan, but that one would probably do it.
Yeah,
that one probably would.
How about that?
I mean, you had so many different entities in that group that.
Yeah.
You know, that one probably could. Nah.
Yeah.
I mean.
Don't nobody want to see Flavor Flav remade at all.
Exactly. Yeah, I mean, because I mean, think about it. I mean,
Flavor Flav.
Chuck D, as controversial as his lyrics was, Chuck D really wasn't a controversial guy.
No.
You had, with NWA, you had, when they broke off, they still was always surrounded by controversy.
Yeah.
So it didn't matter because you had Dre with Death Row, you had Easy with Ruthless, and you had Cube doing his own thing with Lynch Mob. So they still was always plagued with controversy.
And that was so crazy when Cube left and he went way to New York and got the Bomb Squad to make all the beats. Bomb Squad was Public Enemy's producers, you know?
Exactly. Now, here's a what-if scenario before we get out of here. I'm going to get out of here on this one. Just what if? What if they did stay together? And let's see who would all, I mean, we just hypothetically speaking, let's see who all would be under that NWA umbrella. Now, with Dre, you would have Dre then brought in Snoop, Eminem, 50 Cent. That in itself right there would have been a powerful entity up under NWA. Now, you
and Pop,
there's always a possibility that Pop could have came. You know, just think about it. Then you got Cube, West Side Connection. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You know, Bone Thugs and Harmony. It was just endless, you know. I mean, Mac 10 also had a nice solo career. You know, I mean, it would have been, man, you talking about a motherfucking powerhouse. Mm-hmm. You know, the Dog Pound, Snoop. Who you say?
50.
I mean, that could have just been a G Unit. You know what I'm saying? That could have just been. Oh, okay, before we get out of here, I know I keep saying before we get out of here. Is Ghost the baddest motherfucker on Power or what?
Yes, sir.
Ooh, Ghost, yeah. He's something else.
Yeah. And even better with his clothes off. Yeah.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah.
All right, y'all. We're on that. Let's get out of here.
When the scene's going, that motherfucker's fucking hustling my wife's eyes up.
Oh, I got to get in that yellow mouth. He said he closed his wife's eyes up. You ain't got to be looking at that damn. I'm going to get a tattoo like that next week. You better act the same motherfucking way. All right, we got to get up out of here. Lick Stone, you got any last words for us?
We'll keep it on.
Yes, this is a really good show. Like I said, I didn't see the movie, but shit, y'all got me ready, you know what I'm saying, right out right now. I'll be back tomorrow.
You got to see it.
And so as a black person, you got to see this movie.
Okay.
Marley Marl, you got any last words for us, man?
Once again, great show. Good talking to y'all. I ain't talked to y'all in a while, so good to interact with y'all. So let's listen to y'all on iTunes. You know, I'll try to call back tomorrow. Stay up.
That's what's up. Selena, baby, what you got for us?
Good show. Great talking to y'all. Catch you later.
That's what's up. Big Drew, where you at, dog?
Right here, man.
What you got for us?
I've done a great show, man. Great conversation about a good movie. Man, I'll let y'all tomorrow.
That's what's up. Last but not least, Janine, what you got for us?
Hey, it was a good show. I got my picture up there. I changed my profile picture. It's a picture of my ass, but I get some more pictures out there soon.
You show your ass.
That's what's up. Hey, check this out. Everybody, thanks for calling in. Everybody listen via internet. Thanks for listening. Hey, SinCityRadioShow.com. It's official. We out here, baby. We out here. SinCityRadioShow.com. Y'all hit us up. Until tomorrow, I know how we do. We out this bitch. Peace.